Hello, everyone, and welcome to the program. I'm Mike.
大家好，我是 Anna。
Today, Anna, we're talking about something that's really hot, really popular. It's a young lady by the name of Jie Jie.
Jie Jie?
That's right. Have you heard of her?
Not exactly.
No, well, I guess you'd have to be the kind of person who reads blogs on the internet, because Jie Jie is a very popular blogger, and she's a Taiwanese woman who is married and lives in Japan. She's married a Japanese man and she lives in Japan. And she writes about all the interesting cultural differences between life in Japan and life in Taiwan.
那赶快看看今天的文章吧。
Jie Jie in Japan.
Who is Jie Jie? And why is she so popular? She's a Taiwanese blogger and the author of the series Jie Jie in Japan. Her story starts with meeting her Japanese husband. Although they didn't speak the same language, they fell in love. When they got married, Jie Jie moved to Japan for him. At this time, she began writing about culture shock. She used humor and cute drawings to write about her life in a new country. People like her stories because they're easy to relate to. Now, fans can find her books in traditional and simplified Chinese, Japanese, and Thai.
Word power!
Author. Author. J.K. Rowling is my favorite author since I love reading Harry Potter. J.K. Rowling is my favorite author since I love reading Harry Potter. Culture. Culture. Most people believe the Chinese have a long history of culture. Most people believe the Chinese have a long history of culture. Humor. Humor. We all like Mary because she has a good sense of humor. We all like Mary because she has a good sense of humor. Traditional. Traditional. The woman wore a traditional Japanese dress for the wedding. The woman wore a traditional Japanese dress for the wedding.
好，所以姐姐 why is 姐姐 so popular?
I don't know. I've never read her blog. But there are so many blogs out there that if a lot of people are reading hers, she must be doing something kind of interesting. Maybe it's funny. Maybe people learn from it. Maybe both.
Right. And you know, we like Japanese culture and probably Korean cultures.
That's true. A lot of people here like to visit Japan or, you know, read Japanese books or watch TV shows. So let's find out about her. She's named Jie Jie. She's very popular. But the question here is, who is she and why is she popular? Well, let's find out a little bit. She's a Taiwanese blogger and the author of the series Jie Jie in Japan. I like the title. That's kind of Jie Jie in Japan.
Jie Jie in Japan.
That sounds like a rap. So what is she? She's a blogger. A blogger is someone who writes basically a diary, kind of writing about their daily life and the things they do, the things they're interested in. But they don't keep it secret. They don't keep it private. No, they put it on the internet, right? So it's a web log, Web, meaning the internet, right? The World Wide Web. And a log is very similar to a journal, journal, or a diary, diary. Things you write about your own life.
这样讲就很清楚耶。那我们中文其实说 blog, B-L-O-G, 就是部落格的意思。可是 Mike 特别把这个 B 呢其实是 web, 就是网路 ,W-E-B, web 的意思。而所谓的 log, L-O-G 呢就是日记的意思。好，所以接接是谁呢？他其实是一个台湾人哦。那么他写一个这个部落格，他算是部落格作家啦，应该这么说。而且重点是他还出书耶。 She is the author of the series JJ in Japan.
That's right, an author. Well, we know she's an author because she's a blogger. Blogging involves writing, and an author is a person who writes. Now, not a person who writes homework or a person who writes down what they want to buy at the 7-Eleven. We're talking about people who write books, who write stories, who might write for magazines and things like that, but generally we're thinking about books. For example, J.K. Rowling is my favorite author since I love reading Harry Potter. J.K. Rowling is my favorite author since I love reading Harry Potter. She's a very famous author, isn't she?
是啊，非常的受欢迎啊，所以当然我们听到这个 Harry Potter 就知道啦，写书的作家在英文当中会用这个字 author, A-U-T-H-O-R, author。所以啦，他是一个作家，他又是个部落格作家。那他到底写什么东西呢？ Well, her story starts with meeting her Japanese husband.
Although they didn't speak the same language, they fell in love.
That's amazing.
That is kind of cool. Must have been quite an interesting first date that they went on. So this is a woman from Taiwan, right? She's a Taiwanese blogger, so we know she was born here. But she met a Japanese man, and we know they got married. It says her Japanese husband. Of course, when they met, they weren't married. That would be a little strange. They met, they started to go out, but then they got married. And this is the interesting part. They didn't speak the same language. Although they didn't speak the same language, they fell in love. Or they didn't speak the same language, but, or however...They fell in love. So, yeah, their first date must have been interesting. She's speaking Chinese, he's speaking Japanese. I wonder what movie they went to watch. Hopefully a Taiwanese movie with Japanese writing down at the bottom.
对啊，不知道是看什么电影 or they just went out for dinner.
That's right. Maybe they went for sushi because both Japanese and Taiwanese love to eat sushi.
对哦，吃个什么寿司啊之类的。那一定很有趣啊。Anyways, 你知道吗？后来他们居然结婚了耶。And when they got married, JJ moved to Japan
That's
就搬到日本喽。
That's very cool. At this time, she began writing about culture shock. Well, yeah, that would be a big part of moving to a new country. You would experience culture shock. Well, culture shock is...Well, let's explain it by looking at the two words. Culture is all the things that are around you that make you kind of who you are, a person from that country. It's the things you believe, the way you live, the food that you eat, the holidays that you celebrate, maybe the God that you pray to, or the church that you go to, the language you speak, all of that. So Taiwanese culture is a certain way. American culture, Russian culture are different, right?People in those countries all eat food, but they eat different foods. They all get married, but they get married in different ways. So that's what we're talking about with culture.
所以其实这个 culture 它很难去很完整的解释它。为了解释 culture, 我看搞不好都可以写好几本书了。可是 culture 到底是什么呢？其实它就是文化。那每个国家或每一个地区的文化都不太一样啦，所以呢，像我们例句当中就提到 Most people believe the Chinese have a long history of culture.
That's right, they do. Now, culture shock will happen when you move to a country with a very different culture. You might move to America and say,Wow, people here eat so many French fries. Or you might move to Italy and go, wow, people here drive so fast or something like that.
Right.
And that would be very different from the way you lived in your home country. Mm. Now, the shock comes because sometimes that makes your life difficult,
mm-hmm.
right? If you move to a country in Africa, you might not be able to find rice or vegetables that you like to eat. You might have to eat very different food or have very different weather. And all of that kind of stuff would make your life a little more difficult.
That's right.
And it's interesting to notice those things and write about them.
对啊，所以其实要回过头来再谈谈这个很重要的两个字，常常被放在一起哦。Culture shock， 在我们中文的意思就叫做文化冲击。什么样的冲击呢？多半是你第一次到一个异国的国家，然后突然有很多跟自己原本的生活国家的文化有很多很多不一样的时候，这个时候你会觉得突然的很不适应，然后不太容易在那里存活下去的感觉，那种叫做 culture shock。 不过多半经过一段时间就会比较适应了。好，那么例句我们刚刚提到了 Most people believe the Chinese have a long history of culture， 台湾这个中国的这个文化呢，中华文化的历史是很长久的。那回过头来看一下杰杰，杰杰到底是怎么样来描述一下这个他自己所提到的或者是体验的文化的冲击呢？ She used humor and cute drawings to write about her life in a new country.
That's good. So to use humor, humor is basically finding things that are funny. If you like to make jokes, if you like to laugh, we might say you have a sense of humor. You find it easy to see things that are kind of funny.And that's what she did. Instead of being worried or being annoyed or bothered by these culture differences, by this culture shock, she laughed about it and she made these cute little drawings on her blog. So humor is very important. H-U-M-O-R. H-U-M-O-R is how we spell the word humor.
所以一个人啊很幽默很风趣的时候，我们说他好有幽默感哦。刚才麦克特别有提到所谓的幽默感叫做 a sense of humor。 A sense of humor 用的是 sense， S-E-N-S-E。 而所谓的 humor 就是幽默啊或者是风趣，它是一个名词型哦。
The example sentence reads, We all like Marie because she has a good sense of humor. We all like Marie because she has a good sense of humor.
对，所以通常幽默感啊，很有幽默感的人，人缘都还蛮好的。那当然这个东西很好玩或者是很有意思是杰杰呢其中受欢迎的原因之一。可是重点是啊you know what, people like her stories because they're easy to...relate to.
That's right.
Because JJ is a Taiwanese.
Exactly. When we relate to something, we sort of understand it because we've had a similar experience. So if you have a friend who's having a bad day because they failed a test, and you had a bad day because you failed a test a month ago, you can relate to how they feel. They feel angry with themselves. They feel disappointed, maybe a little worried about what their parents might say.But you have the same kind of experience, so you can understand their feelings. And I think a lot of people who visited Japan have had, you know, some difficulty with the culture.
Right.
Or people who've moved here to Taiwan would see, oh, well, you live in Japan and that's strange. I live in Taiwan. That's strange. So they can relate to what JJ is writing and talking about.
因为其实 relate 这个字啊，它本来有产生关联的意思，而后面的 TO2 呢是跟什么什么产生关联，所以 relate to something 就变成产生共鸣了。
And it seems many people can relate because it says now fans can find her books in traditional and simplified Chinese, Japanese, and Thai. So that's, well, three or four different languages. Traditional Chinese is the one that we use here in Taiwan, right? The writing is a little more interesting, a little more old style. Simplified is the one they use in China, right? If you go to Shanghai or Beijing, the books and signs are in a different kind of writing, but it's all Chinese. Japanese people, of course, are interested, and Thai as well.
所以 traditional 其实就是传统的，而 traditional Chinese 就是繁体中文的意思。像例句就有提到这个传统的意思，例句说什么呢？ The woman wore a traditional Japanese dress for the wedding.
A kimono.
A kimono?
Maybe it's a kimono. That's the Japanese lady's very nice dress.
和服、
right? Yeah, could have been that. That would be another bit of culture shock.
Right.
So, what do you think? Are you going to go and check out Jie Jie's blog this evening when you get home?
How did you know that?
I think it sounds kind of cool, right? It's always really interesting to see what people think when they move to a country with a different culture.
You know, and I'm curious about her cute little drawings.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I'd like to see those too. So, if you guys have a moment, you want to learn about life in Japan through some Taiwanese eyes, check out Jie Jie's blog.
Hello everyone, welcome to A Plus 小聚会。今天来跟大家玩一个心理游戏啊，因为我最近啊迷上了心理游戏这种非常有趣的测验。好，那我们现在就开始咯。第一题，你常常迟到，但是你从不在意，也不在乎别人的感觉，是得三分，否得零分。选项二，你要从书包或包包找东西都要拿半天，是得三分，否得零分。选项三，你的书桌和办公室总是乱七八糟的，是得三，否得零。选项四，你电脑里的档案洁净呢布满整个电脑桌面，是的话是三分，否的话就是零分。最后一个选项五，你从来不许生日愿望，因为你不喜欢过生日，是的话是三分，否的话就是零分。好啦，现在要揭晓今天要测验什么咯，就是你是不是一个不擅长订定计划的人。如果你得分是15分，那就恭喜你，你完全不擅长订定计划，请跟我大声宣誓， I'm terrible at making plans。 Very good， 没关系啦，有缺点就要勇敢承认啊。啊，什么？这心理测验烂透了，怎么玩的结果都是不擅长订定计划。 OK， I guess I'm terrible at making games， 那我回家好好反省一下好了。 See you next time。 Chit Chat。
表姐，Let's have fried chicken tonight， 好饿。
Have, but we don't have fried chicken at home. 没有炸鸡啦。
一般如果要吃东西的话，我们当然会用 eat 这个动词。For example, I want to eat pizza for lunch today. 我今天午餐想吃披萨。那当然喝东西也很简单，我们都会用 drink 这个动词。For example, what would you like to drink? 你想喝点什么呢？可是你们有没有发现啊，好像外国人在口语上却比较常用 have 来取代 eat or drink。 因此呢，像是我们常常问对方的假爸喂，英文当然就是 Did you have breakfast or lunch or dinner yet? 就会比 Did you eat yet 更道地更口语哦。另外呢，像是点餐的时候，有没有发现我们都会说 I'll have 后面接餐点的名称，通常是不会用 I'll eat 什么什么。For example, I'll have the steak, please. 我想点牛排。同样的，如果要请人哎多吃一点，可以说 Feel free to have some more. 请再多吃一点。这里的 have 当然就是跟 eat 一样的意思。那 eat 通常比较有强调吃的动作，像是 eat slowly, don't eat too fast, or 吃得健康 eat healthy. 还有妈妈常常会提醒的 don't talk while you eat.
What did we learn from Teacher Laura?
哇，原来口语中的 have 竟然还可以用来指 drink or eat. For example, let's have coffee together. 这里的 have 就等于 drink, 我们一起去喝咖啡吧。点餐的时候吃多半也是用 I'll have 来表示我要吃什么或者是我要喝什么哦。那 eat 这个字比较是用来强调吃的这个动作，像是如果妈妈说要细嚼慢咽，我们就会说 eat slowly。
姐姐 in Japan。
Who is 姐姐 and why is she so popular?She's a Taiwanese blogger and the author of the series, Jie Jie in Japan. Her story starts with meeting her Japanese husband. Although they didn't speak the same language,
they fell in love. When they got married, 姐姐 moved to Japan for him. At this time, she began writing about culture shock. She used humor and cute drawings to write about her life in a new country. People like her stories because they're easy to relate to. Now, fans can find her books in traditional and simplified Chinese, Japanese, and Thai.
Author. Author. J.K. Rowling is my favorite author since I love reading Harry Potter. J.K. Rowling is my favorite author since I love reading Harry Potter. Culture. Culture. Most people believe the Chinese have a long history of culture. Most people believe the Chinese have a long history of culture. Humor. Humor. We all like Mary because she has a good sense of humor. We all like Mary because she has a good sense of humor. Traditional. Traditional. The woman wore a traditional Japanese dress for the wedding. The woman wore a traditional Japanese dress for the wedding.